From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Missouri Supreme Court judges yesterday heard arguments in a case challenging whether a judge, rather than a jury, can impose the death penalty. But as Dan Margulies explains, the judges seemed more concerned with another question.
Former Dent County Deputy Sheriff Marvin Rice was convicted of killing his ex-girlfriend and her boyfriend. A majority of the jurors voted for him to be sentenced to life without parole. But because they weren't unanimous, the judge took it upon himself to sentence Rice to death. One of the issues in the case is whether the U.S. Constitution requires a jury to make that finding. But the judges spent little time addressing that question. Instead, they spent most of their time asking whether the prosecutor's references to Rice's decision not to testify, as was his constitutional right, was reason to overturn his conviction. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Margulies.
A 47-year-old English woman has seen the best and worst that Twitter has to offer the American football player who shares her name. Dee Ford of Kent, England, told the Kansas City Star that her phone was, quote, going off literally nonstop due to angry tweets from Kansas City Chiefs fans who thought they were venting at linebacker Dee Ford. This was following his critical late penalty in last weekend's AFC Championship loss to the New England Patriots. She says Ford, quote, doesn't deserve the vitriol. The player isn't on Twitter, but he was no stranger to the Englishwoman. 5 years ago, when the player was still at Auburn, someone in the school's athletic department inadvertently tagged the woman in a congratulatory tweet. Missouri Governor Mike Parson says lawmakers should fully fund the state's K-12 education budget. But Democrats want even more. As Ryan Delaney reports, there's other education policy to keep an eye on in Jefferson City this year.
Education lobbyist Otto Fasian from the Missouri NEA says the complicated formula for giving state money to schools is
the key thing that tries to provide adequate funding and make sure it's there for every kid.
Parson and Republicans say they're committed to putting the additional $61 million into the formula to consider it fully funded this year. Democratic House Minority Leader Crystal Quaid from Springfield says that's only a start.
Doing the minimum is not enough.
Parson wants to slightly increase transportation funding to schools, but it would still be below target levels. Lawmakers are also discussing a funding source to expand preschool, but that will likely take more than one session. And the annual debate over expanding charter schools beyond St. Louis and Kansas City is brewing again. I'm Ryan Delaney.
A group of Republicans in the Missouri Senate have formed the Conservative Caucus. Six Republican senators today highlighted issues including abortion, gun rights, and reducing the size of government as caucus priorities. Weldon Springs Senator Bill Eigel says the group wants to be a resource for other Republicans, and he says caucus members support the party's elected leaders in the chamber. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.